Hi, it's JC with the top five reasons you should watch all the big games at Hooters instead of at home. Number one, our nearly world-famous wings, shaken in your favorite wing sauce. You just can't duplicate that. Two, pitchers of beer served ice-cold at your table so you don't miss any of the action. Three and four, Hooters delicious seafood and sandwiches. And number five, all the food and fun served up by the world-famous Hooters girls, of course. See you at Hooters.
Why has Bill Curry been your hometown Ford dealer for nearly 60 years? It starts with one of the industry's best lifetime warranties for new and pre-owned vehicles, enhanced by 10-year roadside assistance and free maintenance for a year. Also included are nitrogen tire fills, F-150 and Super Duty bedliners, paint and fabric protection, and more. Add an extensive inventory and concierge customer service, and it's easy to see why Bill Curry is still Tampa Bay's first family of Ford. On Dale Mabry, a mile north of Raymond James Stadium.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I thank Hooters for their presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast for the third consecutive year. This is season four of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Hooters, of course, has 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. And for those of you listening around the state of Florida, around the United States, and around the world, probably just takes a quick thought or a quick click to find your nearest Hooters location to have the world-famous Hooters girls serve you hot wings, cold beverages, while you're watching pro and college football every weekend. Thank you to Hooters. Again, 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, and already I'm getting creative about next year and how we are going to do the draft event, since it has increased by a league each year. This year we had three leagues and filled up half the inside of the restaurant at one time. I'm trying to figure out as we grow how we can best do this, make it better for all the participants, and honestly easier for me, and better for Hooters as well. So more on that down the road, but already looking ahead to 2020. Also, a nod to Sean Sullivan, general manager of Bill Curry Ford, for his participation in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues. He plays very successfully in the HFFL. He, Kevin, and Mighty Joey, showing the way through the first 6 weeks of the HFFL. At the bottom is the sage himself, Ira Kaufman. I sent out commissioner's notes to all the owners in that league earlier today, noting how Ira was propping up the bottom of the league with an embarrassing mark of 1-5, lost his last four, and no explanation, Ira, why you are 1-5 and have made only one waiver move through 6 weeks. The commissioner has his eye on your team. I also have access to it if I need to jump in here to maintain competitive balance. You know the podcast world is going to hear about it. Come on, Ira. You're better than that. You're rostering some guys who don't deserve paychecks. You can't be 1-5 and make only one waiver claim all year. And no trades, because I have to approve all trades in that league. Come on, Ira. I know you're touring every Buffalo Wild Wings in the Tampa Bay area for your own podcast. Still, time to keep up. Time to shape up. All right, you're not playing for the first pick in next year's draft. You're not the Miami Dolphins here. Just giving you a hard time, Ira. I'm glad the golf game is coming along. And I owe Ira another golf shirt. How's everybody doing through 6 weeks? Email. And remember, you can email me Monday through Saturday, and I will respond. Do not email me on Sunday. That's my day. I commission multiple leagues. I play in multiple leagues. I like to wake up. I like to watch the Fantasy Football Now show on ESPN2, get some tremendous opinions and analysis from the people on that show. Well, not all of them. I think you know the one that when he's on there, I flip over to the regular ESPN pregame show or just go to the bathroom because it inspires me. But I have my own stuff to do, and I have golf tournaments to run. I have golf to play, and it's my time on Sunday. You have access to me with your emails Monday through Saturday. Send one email with everything. Make it count. Get ahead of what might happen on Sunday with the inactives at 11:30 and 2:30 and on through the rest of the day. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. I give a lot of you a hard time about the emails, but compared to the previous years of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast, they're better than ever. I want to know your opinions on things and then ask me for a second opinion. I'll either agree with you, give you a second opinion that might be different, and then use or discard the info as you see fit. And I will be blunt with you. That's one thing that seems to have worked for me in these podcasts, in the emails, and on Gil Alexander's VEASAN show every Thursday morning, 7:30 a.m. Pacific, 10:30 a.m. Eastern time. Just being blunt, I'm not going to be right 100% of the time, but I'm going to be blunt. I believe in what I'm saying, and most of you seem to respect my approach. So through 6 weeks in the leagues I'm in, the one league I'm doing well, which is the podcast league, the Todd Wright Tour Fantasy League, I am showing the way at the top of the league, being chased by the JoeBucksFan.com team with the combined efforts of Joe and, of course, the great Bob Fenton, host of the Free Stretch podcast, also on JoeBucksFan.com. The podcast league, also, I get amused that former 2017 podcast league champion Robert Wright, who also plays in Todd Wright Tour golf events. Thanks for your RSVP for Todd Wright Tour 22 already, Robert. Robert now every week asks me if he can have DeAndre Hopkins. Now it's an every week thing. I don't know if this is a joke or not. Now, Robert likes to make trades, and I respect that. Unlike, say, an Ira, who makes no moves with a bad team, Robert does this with a bad team or when he was good. And he won our league 2 years ago. He's just active on trades. I'm more active on waivers, but I will also make trades. But Robert keeps asking me for DeAndre Hopkins. And I keep saying things like, I told you no a week ago. I just won my most recent game. I won in a blowout. Hopkins had 15 targets, and I'm number one in the league. Why would I change my mind? But Robert will ask me again next week. And admittedly, if you are a Hopkins owner, you know, for a few weeks now, the touchdowns aren't there. But I feel the touchdowns are coming. It feels like a poor man's Julio Jones thing going on here. After Hopkins had, two in that opening Monday night game against the New Orleans Saints. Someone in fantasy called when a player scores too much and there's no way that that will continue, they call it touchdown regression. So I just kind of say, in cases like this, there will be touchdown. Is it aggression or progression with a talented player still featured on a good team with high volume of targets like DeAndre Hopkins? Now, that said, I have Deshaun Watson on the podcast team. I have Dalvin Cook on the podcast team. That's why I'm doing so well. And I just went back, and this is through 6 weeks. It's totally based on points, and it's based on how I run my leagues. In my leagues, it's a little tougher to score. There are more penalties. Quarterbacks have pick six penalties. Kickers have penalties for misses within 39 yards. There is no PPR. This is another year as much as any. I think PPR needs to go away. Just disappear. Like Thanos or Iron Man, snapping fingers and PPR just fades into existence. And there's no blip where it comes back 5 years later. Yeah, I saw the movies. I fell asleep in it, but I know enough of what happened. Those theater seats are comfortable and the theater gets nice and cold. And at one point I did not off. I'm old. So in my foundation league, which is the most difficult to score points, I even raised the level of quarterback points, where in most standard scoring leagues, it's 1 point for every 25 yards. I have it at 1 point for every 30 yards. But here are the top 25 scoring players in my foundation league. Starting at the top, McCaffrey, Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, Matt Ryan, Dak Prescott, Dalvin Cook, Kyler Murray, Tom Brady. That's the top 10. All right, let's just stop there. Eight quarterbacks. Two running backs. That's it. That's 10. All right, just file that away for a second. At 11 is Chubb. 12 is Wentz. 13, Godwin. That's your first wide receiver. Godwin, 13. Then Aaron Jones, Ingram, Eckler, David Johnson. Why did I almost say Dustin Johnson? Because I've been playing more golf. Ezekiel Elliott. So five straight running backs from 14 through 18. Let's stop there. So through the top 18 in my foundation league in total points, we have eight running backs, nine quarterbacks, one wide receiver. Winston at 19. Minshew at 20, rough game for him last week, as was Chark. He's wide receiver two. Wide receiver two, Chark, and had an awful game as Minshew did against the Saints last Sunday. Then Rodgers, 22. You're saying, wow, I'm amazed he's that high. Yeah, but that's still quarterback 12. Then Carson, Henry, and Amari Cooper. All right, so of the top 25, there are three wide receivers. They are at 13, 21, and 25. Let's go back to draft season, where you had all these red flags on RB1s when Ezekiel Elliott was unsigned, David Johnson being in a bad offense, Le'Veon Bell joining the Jets, and the whole dynamic of Le'Veon Bell changing. Just a few examples there. This is why Nick Chubb moved up ahead of those guys, and it's paid off. That was correct. Chubb moving up, he is currently RB3, behind McCaffrey and Cook. Cook being a fringe RB1, which happened in draft season. That was also correct. But the red flags on Elliott, until he got signed right before week one. Johnson, Gurley. Who else am I missing? I know you Joe Mixon owners are really frustrated if you drafted him as a back-end RB1 or an early RB2. James Conner as well, sort of in the same position there. We said this was a year where maybe instead of taking a chance on a running back with the red flag, go get yourself a big-time wide receiver one. And in order, they were Hopkins, Adams, or Adams, Hopkins. Then the next two wide receivers were Thomas. Let me make sure I'm not leaving anybody out here. Jones Thomas, Thomas Jones. I know what that sounds like. And then wide receiver 5, for a while in draft season, felt like Beckham. But by the time we got to the draft, it was more Tyreek Hill. Okay, so let's take those 5. Or let's just put Hill and Beckham on the same 5 and 6, 6 and 5. Of the top 25 players I mentioned, neither Adams nor Hopkins are there. Thomas is not there. Jones is not there. Tyreek got injured. Beckham not there. So, at least think about this for next year, because we can't go back and draft again. Those of you who pulled the trigger early and got yourself the right quarterback, it has really paid off. If you got the right one, if you got Mahomes, if you got Deshaun Watson, if you ignored the what's the right word here? The wrong reputation of Russell Wilson. If you believed in Lamar Jackson, and it's ugly at times, but he put up huge numbers again in week 6 against Cincinnati. Granted, who doesn't? Matt Ryan's numbers, second straight year, are very good. Dak Prescott, granted, not a great game against the Jets, but still in an offense looking down the field and throwing more than ever in the Ezekiel Elliott era. Kyler Murray and Tom Brady, just as examples. And there's Carson Wentz at QB9 ahead of the first wide receiver. So let's just file this away. That with where the league is headed, because let's think about some of these quarterbacks. All right, let's take them in order at the top. Russell Wilson. All right, he loses Doug Baldwin. Right? Thank God I don't have to answer any more Will Disley questions via email. I'm sad he got hurt, but it was just getting ridiculous. People that wanted to play Will Disley instead of playing a running back with higher volume or a wide receiver with higher volume. So that's over for now, for this season. But who's Russell Wilson really throwing to? Right? It's hard to say. There's a little bit of Lockett, a little bit of Metcalf. There was Disley there for a while. Carson's catching more balls. Not one defined guy. Let's move to Lamar Jackson. First week, it was Marquise Brown in, what, 12, 13 snaps, 2 touchdowns, put up huge numbers. He's now available on waivers in about 50% of leagues if you want to go grab him. It's not just Marquise Brown. Lamar Jackson is putting up numbers independent of one big-time pass catcher. Can't say it about Andrews either. All right, let's get to Deshaun Watson. I just mentioned how DeAndre Hopkins hasn't had a touchdown in about a month. Week 5, Will Fuller has a huge game. Kenny Stills has made some big grabs. It's not like Watson can throw consist. No one looks at the Texans running back situation and sees a Christian McCaffrey or an Alvin Kamara catching the ball out of the backfield and creating lots of yardage and touchdown opportunities there. So let's just stop there with those 4 guys: Wilson, Jackson, Watson, Mahomes. Oh, I'm sorry, we didn't get to Mahomes. Okay, so Tyreek misses a month. Kelsey's production did not spike. I know Kelsey owners are very frustrated. What did Mahomes do in those weeks? And granted, the Chiefs have lost a couple of games in a row. Mahomes' numbers are still great. Who's he throwing to? Everybody. Hardman, Robinson, Pringle. Williams here, another Williams there, McCoy occasionally, just spreading it around. The constant has been the quarterback, not the pass catchers. You know, even Aaron Rodgers, and some of Aaron Rodgers' disappointment can be connected to Devontae Adams' turf toe injury. But flocking to the waiver wire to find who Aaron Rodgers is going to throw to didn't necessarily pay off for anyone. Flocking to the waiver wire for those other wide receivers when Wentz had both Alshon and Deshaun go down didn't work either. The fantasy value of the quarterbacks is higher than ever. And I have subscribed and talked at length in the 4 years of this podcast during draft season about the zero quarterback strategy, waiting until everybody else drafts their quarterback for you to get yours. Now, it still could have worked out this year if you were the one who took Dak Prescott, who was not drafted by most as a starter, or you took Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson, and in some leagues, like in Moneyball, no one took Matt Ryan. He was my starting quarterback for a number of weeks. I changed over to Kyler Murray this past week against Matt Ryan just because I wanted those rushing yards instead. Value of the quarterbacks is as high as any time recently I can remember. And I think if you take a step back, if you're not doing well through 6 weeks, ask yourself, do you have one of these big-time quarterbacks? I mean, not in name, one of the ones that I mentioned here, Wilson, Jackson, Watson, Mahomes, to a lesser extent, Ryan, Prescott, Kyler Murray, Tom Brady. Do you have one of them? Especially in the top four of those names, because those numbers are more weekly in the high 20s or even 30s. That seems to be more important than it has ever been. And then maybe if you have one other player like I do in the podcast league, I have Deshaun Watson, but I have Dalvin Cook. Or let's say you paired up Patrick Mahomes with Nick Chubb. Yeah, that worked out. Because finding, yeah, I did on a previous podcast how the wide receiver two seem to have disappeared. They're either wide receiver ones, and they're not a lot of them putting up consistent wide receiver number one numbers, or you're scrambling each week for that wide receiver two to give you wide receiver two numbers, and it's hard finding it. There are a lot of choices out there, but you don't feel good that whoever you're plugging in is going to have a high enough floor. Fantasy football is fun. It's also frustrating as hell. Stay with it. Again, my email, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. I thank Hooters for their presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and we'll talk to you next time.